You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And today I am broadcasting from almost springtime, Atlanta, Georgia. Guess what? So grateful that you made a decision to join me today. And boy, I can truly say with all of the faith that's on the inside of me that I really believe that your life will never be the same again. And some of you might say, Constance, you say that every week. You know why? Because I believe it. Because the Bible says faith comes by hearing. So the more you hear, the more you expand in consciousness. The more you hear, the more you believe. The more you hear, the more you can take action on. And so I'm really excited. Well, it is almost spring here in Atlanta. You know, the other day I was walking in my subdivision. And it felt like a winter wonderland because there were trees on both sides and all of the trees were filled with just white blossoms. We have dogwood trees here, so some of the trees are pink and white, but it was just so beautiful and spectacular, and it just shows you the awesomeness of God, and I'm just loving it. Well, I'm doing well. Thank all of you once again. I've still been getting emails, Constance, thinking about you, praying for you and your family, and people ask me, how am I doing? And I'm sharing with you so I can teach you some things. I am allowing myself to feel, knowing that God is with me, and I'm feeling my feelings. James Powers called me the other day. He said, how you doing? I said, I'm doing good. And I asked him, I said, do you think I'm in denial? He said, no. And so that's how I'm feeling. But thank all of you for your gifts, your cards, your emails. I'm so, so grateful. Well, boy, I have a great show for you today and some announcements. So let's get with it. My show today is with Angel Carlton. Anybody going through some changes right now? I see your hands all the way over there. Let's see, where are you? In Europe. Angel is going to be sharing about the 6 stages of transformation when you're going through change. Anybody interested? It is going to be really powerful. Let's talk about the cruise. Wow, the rates have gone down. Let me say that again. The rates have gone down, and you probably have about 3 more weeks. I'm looking over here at my calendar before all of the cabins will be gone. So go to loaradionetwork.com and click on the cruise link. I know that they are still looking for both male and female to be cabin mates with other Law of Attraction seekers. And you know, it's such a wonderful experience because you're around like-minded people, you're cruising. I mean, the water is so soothing and serene. You know, you have speakers. We go into Cozumel. I have 2 bathing suits. Yes, I'm going to go snorkeling, just spend the day there. And it's just such a wonderful experience. You know, when you really relax, that's when God really speaks to you, you know, because you relax. God is always speaking, but sometimes we're so busy and there's so much noise around us that we don't really, really hear. So check it out. Set your intention. Do not limit God. Let's see what else. I want to remind you, I've been getting emails about how to receive the 27 free ebooks or PDFs. A couple of weeks ago, I did a show with P. Adams entitled Reading Your Way to Abundance and Success, and we're giving away free, everybody say free, free 27 free PDFs or ebooks. So just listen to that show, and within the first five minutes, we tell you how you can get those. And so many people are being blessed. Pete sent me an email today and he said, wow, a lot of people are really reaching out. And so you'll receive a link where you can just download them all. We've compiled them, and wow, what an awesome little mini library you would have. Okay, following me on social media, Instagram, CLArnold11, on Facebook, Coach with Constance, and on Twitter, LOA Constance. And lastly, you know, I was thinking about my brother this week, and somebody was talking to me, and what a powerful legacy he left of giving. So I said I was going to do this sort of like in memory of him. I just made up my mind even before I got on the show. So I, for 1 week only, March the 10th through the 17th, I'm going to be offering you a coaching special. And so it's going to look like this. You're going to purchase one coaching session for 1 hour, which is really $200, and you're going to get another one free. So I didn't make a special link. I'm not going to do that. So all you need to do is go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Go to my store or the link that says coaching. Click on that and purchase one coaching session. My assistant will be, monitoring that. And you can purchase as many as you want to. I had one lady, I told her about it today, and she said, well, I'm going to purchase three different sessions. Now, that's $600, but look at all of this. She's getting six sessions for that amount of money. For $300. So if you are a current client, you can do the same. So you can purchase one and you get another one free. So you purchase as many as you want to, and you can spread them out over the year. So it's only the purchasing time is only March 10th through the 17th. So if you have any questions, you can just email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. You know, my brother was such a giver. This is sort of like, I guess, a memory of him. But it's my gift to you, because I get so many emails asking me about coaching, and it is an investment. And for those of you who have been wanting to coach with me, you're getting two for the price of one, and you are worth the investment. I'm trying to think, is there anything else I want to say? You know, just lastly, just know that whatever you're going through, I feel led to say this, that God is with you. And sometimes when you're in the middle of something, the prayer that you should pray or the meditation that you should be meditating on should be, Spirit or God, show me what my next step should be. Then you take that step and then you pray again, God, show me what my next step should be. Because sometimes when you're in the middle of a crisis, you have so much going on in your head. Circumstances might be just looming all around you, and it's hard to sort of get clarity. So, you know, since we are going to be talking about change and transformation, and one thing I always say is that even though I'm a big risk taker, I'm not really in love with change. So I just want to give you that little tidbit that just pray and ask God, what should my next step be? And then do that. And do that all day long. And before you know it, you will be moving out of that situation towards what you desire. Hey guys, that's my story, and I am sticking to it. And we're going to go to these quick commercials, and then I'm going to be right back, and we're going to be talking about the six stages of transformation. So stay tuned.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, hey, everybody, I am back and I'm really excited about my guest today. And I know what you're saying, Constance, you're always excited. Well, that's a good thing, right? Well, my very special guest today is Angel Carton. You know, I like her already. That's my dog's name. And Angel is going to be talking to us about the six stages of transformation. She is the author of her new book, Dedicated to Destiny, A Pursuit of Personal Growth, Prosperity, and Purpose. And she's quite phenomenal. She's been working with people in the area of empowerment and studying human behavior for over 30 years. She's a human development specialist, a corporate leadership coach, and professional speaker. She is also the co-host of a podcast entitled Leading the Way Today, where she showcases prominent leaders of today, where they share their philosophies on life, business, etc. She has worked alongside of Neil Donald Walsh, we all love him, and serves on the advisory board for the School of the New Spirituality, as well as Best Buddies, an international initiative promoting inclusion. So we can see that she has it going on, and she's going to teach us how to go through the process of transformation, and we are blessed to have her today. So Angel Carton, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Oh, thank you, Constance. I have to tell you, the honor is all mine to be here amongst some of the incredible guests that you've had on your show and all that you share with your audience. So thank you for what you do every week.
Well, you know,
truly amazing. And I especially appreciate being named the same name as your dog. I love that.
Oh, that's, yeah. Cool. She's sitting right here. And every time I call your name, her ears start to perk up. I didn't do it. Well, tell our listeners, I'm going to get into this. I'm really about these six stages that you're going to share with us. But tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and your own transformation.
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you for the opportunity to do that. I help people navigate change so that they transform into the next best version of themselves. And I do this by starting with myself, because life is constantly changing. And according to studies, change is doubling every year with no sign of it slowing down. And Constance, I'm sure you're experiencing this as well. I mean,
I am.
No matter what audience I'm speaking to, I would say 95% of the hands go up when I say, are you experiencing major life change? And it's happening, and it's happening for the betterment of all, but we're still, the human brain is not conducive for being comfortable with change. And I love all the neuroscience studies that are coming out. So this is really what propelled my journey to explore how we transform really into that next greatest version of ourselves. And you talk a lot about the law of attraction, obviously, and I have applied it in my life many, many times. And of course, I love when it happens for the better, you know, when the outcome is favorable. But many times change happens and we cyclone down into a place where we're creating more of those negative outcomes. And so the process that I've created, and I shouldn't say I've created it because I really feel like it came through me in one of the toughest times of my life. I just was able to create the framework and it really works for me and the people that I speak to. So that's what I'm looking forward to sharing is how this process came to be.
Well, you know, I'm a big risk taker. My whole life has been taking a risk, but I'm not in love with change. You know what I mean?
Nobody is.
I'm just not in love with it. And I just realized recently I was doing something and it sort of took me out of my little routine. And I realized how fixed I was in that particular area. And so I'm glad that you're talking about change in a way that we can sort of flow through, I guess, a pattern or a structure that will take us to our next best self.
Well, it's great awareness on your part, and that's really what it starts with. And I realized through my trials and tribulations of transformation that this is a process that we all experience when we go through massive change in our lives. It could be the slightest change, you know, relationship, job, the passing of a loved one, which I know you've experienced recently with your brother. Yes, and that really
How did you know that?
Well, I've listened to some of your other shows. And I visited your website.
Thank you for that.
So I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. And I know that's one of the.
It's all good. To be quite honest, he left a powerful legacy. But it is a change
outlook.
Because he used to call all of us every Sunday and say, "Good morning, everybody." In all of the different cities, are you guys up going to church? And boy, if you were still asleep, you were going to get it, you know. and I realized that this Sunday, that was a big change for me because he's been doing that for decades. So that's a great example.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Those are the types of things that we have to learn to adapt to. And decide who we're going to be. And even though it's not comfortable, we decide who we're going to be because of that influence that he had.
Right.
In your life.
So in your own personal life, before we get to the stages, share with listeners kind of what you've been through, you know, just a couple of personal things and how you use these transformational stages, or they were revealed to you or downloaded to you as you were going through difficult things.
Okay. Well, my story, it was a few years ago, and it started with just that feeling of unfulfillment. Mm-hmm. And saying, gosh, I've got everything on the outside. Why am I feeling this way? Why am I feeling like this is not it? And so just that question alone had opened myself up for a massive opportunity for growth. And little did I know it was going to show up in the form of a financial crisis, really losing everything, materialistically anyway, mm-hmm. Which created an opportunity for me to move to back home to Chicago, which is my hometown, and kind of get back to my roots and figure out what the heck is going on. And through that, I got another opportunity, a career opportunity, started a whole new career, was dealing with my son's, who's a teenager, you know, in high school, his emotions of all the change happening. I, in a short period of time after that, dealt with my stepdad passing, and then my mother. After that, it was just one major thing after the next. You know, the separated marriage, the, I mean, if you can name all the life stressors, the top 10, I probably hit every one of them in a very short period of time. And the only saving grace for me was yoga, meditation, and journaling. If I didn't have that in my life, I don't know where I'd be, because that was the only way to keep my sanity and my connection to spirit, which I knew was with me along the way, and just knew, you know, I'm co-creating this for some reason. What the heck? This is not fun. Mm. But through that journaling process is when these phases, these patterns, with every change, the same experiences started occurring. And I noticed the process that I was going through again. I'm like, oh, wow, okay, this is the release stage. I've got to get rid of this limited belief, and I have to be more aware of this when this happens. And similar to what you were saying earlier about just being aware of yourself and what, how you respond to change. Mm. So it really, I just started becoming more self-aware more than anything. And really, that's how the book started, was through my journal entries. And I thought, wow.
That is so amazing. You know, I've heard so many people talk about that. Mike Dooley, he said he just start writing notes every day when he didn't know what to do. And another guy who I interviewed, Happy Pocket Full of Money, David Jakandi in Kenya, he said he was so disturbed, but he just wrote notes every day. And of course, it turned into a book. And I just appreciate you sharing that, Angel, because I just wanted our listeners to know who you are, and so that they can relate and say, hey, I haven't been through that, but I'm going through this. And if she can go through this process, then maybe I can. Mm-hmm. So thank you for sharing that.
Oh, sure.
So let's start with the first stage of transformation. What is it? And let's unpack that for listeners.
Okay, absolutely. The first stage is realize. There are so many things that's happening in this first stage. Many times change will occur unexpectedly, and it catapults you into transformation. There are times where we choose to change something in our life, where we just can't live that way any longer. I must change this. And that puts change into motion. But no matter how change shows up in your life, whether you're prepared for it or not, there are a few things to be aware of in this first realized stage. And the first thing is, change is happening. Just knowing, okay, there's a change occurring once again, and accepting it, you know, having an acceptance of that change, not fearing it, because the unknown is the scariest thing anybody can experience, but having a really healthy curiosity about around the whole experience of change and the outcome. And that curiosity kind of shifts that energy from fear to love. And that's when we start attracting those positive outcomes. But the realized stage and how you respond to that change is really important. And the second thing is to have a vision and realize that highest vision of yourself through the change. Once you get through it all, if you are crystal clear on who you are in your greatest form and happy, and how you walk into a room and how you carry yourself and your confidence and how people respond to you, and you just have this amazing vision of yourself, you will get through anything. and knowing who you are. That's another thing you have to realize in that first stage. But realize change is happening, learning to accept it, become curious about it, embrace it, and then realizing, you know, begin with the end in mind, as Stephen Covey would say, begin with that end in mind, and that's how you get through it.
So, you know, let's just say somebody has been married for 30 years and then all of a sudden they find out that their husband or their wife wants a divorce. How can they visualize their highest self or a better version of themselves in the middle of that shock?
That's hard. Yes, it is very hard. And it's...
So would they have to go through... So realization is like a process. And then when they kind of get to the end, they can begin getting glimpses of the new vision of who they are.
Well, the six stages of transformation is a process. And uh-huh. you can experience more than one of these stages at one time. So realizing, wow, my life is changing and it's drastically, this person will no longer be in my life. And this actually leads us to the next phase, which is release. And many times the change that you're talking about, things are being released for us and unexpectedly. There are other times when we choose the change that we have to become aware of what needs to be released. Those limiting beliefs, those patterns of behavior, that programming that came from my parents and, you know, other people, not necessarily my truth or the truth, those need to be released in order for you to transform into that greatest version of yourself. So I believe it is releasing the dependency of the relationship and maybe who you were within that relationship. And now who can you become outside of that relationship? It's very empowering.
It is. So when you say, I want to go back to realize. So if people can realize that change is happening and not be in denial about it, does it make it easier for them to go through the process?
Oh, I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to shine the light on all of it. That's when you shine the spotlight on it. Fear has nowhere to go. I think denial is a fear-based response. And so that's what the six stages of transformation is. It's really looking at yourself completely and holistically through the process. Denial certainly prevents you from doing that. So
it does.
Good question.
And so the second one is release. And I love it when you said release old mindsets, old paradigms, old limiting beliefs, old relationships. Expound on that, number two, to release.
Well, it's really that awareness carrying through and seeing your circle of friends. Who are you aligning yourself with?
Yeah.
And there may be some people that are really holding you back. And it doesn't mean you got to kick them to the curb. You can release them with love and have a space for them in your life and create that healthy boundary. And just be aware of the people coming into your life. Become aware because you have, in the book, I talk about the open door syndrome. And it's really, who are we opening the door to in our life? And you are the bouncer at your own door. You get to allow what energy you want into your life, which energy serves you and which doesn't. And that is really what needs to be reevaluated and released. And many times, it's those unhealthy relationships. Other times, it's those unhealthy patterns of behavior. If if you want to lose weight and you are putting that change into motion, you want to get fit and healthy, well, one of the things you have to release is laziness, procrastination in potato chips. You know, I mean, so.
That potato chip demon.
Yeah, right. So it's that simple. You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, major life alterations. It could be that simple when you want to put any change into motion. And in more importantly, what needs to be released in this stage are those fears and the secrets and the shame, because shame is limiting. And I love the work of Brené Brown, because she's done a lot of research on shame and how it impacts our growth. Because if we're shameful about something that has occurred in our life at some point, we cannot become that greatest vision of ourselves. The universe recognizes that energy of shame as not good enough to become that. No matter how much you think about it, if that shame has to be, that's some heavy duty soul searching that has to take place here. And through the book, I do have these self-discovery activities at the end of every chapter to help you move through this. Yes.
That I was going to tell you that I'm looking at it right now. I love at the end of each chapter, you have all of these things, all of these questions that you ask pertaining to each transformational stage. And they're so probing and they really get you to look at yourself. Very powerful.
Thank you. Thank you. That's what worked for me. That's why they're there.
And so did you have to deal with shame in, okay, I'm losing everything, having to move back home? Is that something you went through?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Yeah. Your tail's between your legs. You're like, I feel like everybody expected so much more from me. And my family and friends, and it really was my own belief of that.
Yeah.
And that's what I had to release. Like, my family and friends were there to support me and help me through the tough time. And I put that own shame on myself, you know, and so it was just a humbling experience for sure.
And I'm big on identifying and changing those little nasty limiting beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the stage, that second stage of release where people would do that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Wow. And becoming aware of them. And many times it's opening yourself up for feedback from others. If you have the courage to ask somebody close to you, or maybe it's somebody who's not that close to you, that somebody who you work with that notices, wow, you really do complain about this a lot. Or, you know, ask people for feedback. And that's very powerful.
Yeah. Awesome. What's number three, the third transformational stage?
Rebound. There is a recovery part of transforming, and this rebound phase could be happening throughout the entire process. You're constantly having to self-nurture your mind, your body, your spirit. For me, what worked was really connecting with nature. It didn't matter if it was, you know, 10 degrees outside, I put my snow boots on and I went for a nature walk. I had to have that connection through this process to help me rebound and revive my spirit. You know, you have to recuperate, and especially a loss, like a death of a loved one, a divorce, unexpectedly, you have to allow yourself time to grieve. Any loss, it could be the loss that I'm talking about could be so simple as getting fit. I'm going to use that example again. Mm-hmm. and starting to go to the gym and you really craving that couch time, the Netflix binging, watching TV for hours on end, you may feel a loss of that time. And there's some rebounding and acceptance that has to take place through that as well. So it could happen for the big transformation, but just recognizing, hey, I've got to make time for myself through this process. And that's huge. That's huge, because without that stabilization period, you cannot move through the next phase.
So true. So how do people revive their spirit? What are some things that they can do? I know it's different for everybody, but what would you suggest?
It's very personal. For me, again, I find that peace in meditation, in yoga, and through my breath. It could be for those of you who are still learning to practice meditation. It's through just breathing and focusing on the breath and staying in that moment where you're not going too far out in the future and you're not dwelling on the past. You'll go crazy. And that breath just takes you, as we know, as awakened minds, that keeps us in that present moment. And that's personally what works for me. I took a lot of baths, just having candles, and I intentionally carved out time for myself in that hectic, crazy time of my life. And that's really important.
You sound like you meditate, Angel. You sound so calm, so chilled out.
No.
You sound very centered.
I did meditate today. And there are days I notice when I don't, it's a whole different kind of day. It really is.
You know, and I love your book, and I love this, I don't know if pattern or a process, because it can work for anybody who will work it. Mm-hmm. And I think it answers a lot of questions that people might be feeling as they're going through this transformation.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. And I believe that too.
Yeah. So what's number four?
Once you realize change is happening, you've released those things that are no longer serving you, you've kind of stabilized yourself, although you may not be completely through the woods yet of grieving the loss, if that's the case. The fourth is reinventing. Because once you have really done the work in the first three phases, it's time to reinvent who you are now and step into that role and literally start becoming that person that you had in the realized stage and setting aside those regrets, not having any regrets, knowing that this is all divine and it's all happening for your personal growth, your personal evolution, for you to become a better version of yourself. And this is where you can create that new story and redefine who you are. Who will you be now? The slate is clean. You've released everything. Now there's a void. And you've got to be careful, because when you have released so many things and that emptiness in your life, many times we fill it with the same stuff that has kept us where we are. And that emptiness, that solitude, that is a very natural, normal feeling through transformation. And that's one thing, one powerful realization. It's like, this is what transformation feels like. I had to repeatedly tell myself that. This is what transformation feels like. It's okay. It's a sad day. This is what it feels like. And so when you're reinventing yourself, you're filling that void with something new and different. And it really does take some courage. What I love about the reinvent phase is you have practiced that self-awareness through the whole process. And this is where you really become the observer of your own life. And you really start looking at who you are and how you respond to situations, because you're still practicing this new version of who you are. It's new, it's different. You've not been this person before. And many times we trip and fall, and that's okay. Get back up and say, that's not who I am. Let me try this again. And it's in that observer mode that is so, so powerful in this reinvent phase.
So expound on observer. So that means that listeners would be observing what?
Your own response.
Okay.
Yeah. Really look in the mirror. I mean, really hold that energetic mirror. Carry it with you everywhere. And how you respond to, you know, driving down the freeway and somebody cutting you off. And how are you responding to that? Do you get angry and chase them down and, you know, make gestures at them? Or do you just kind of take your foot off the gas, bless them, and send them on their way in protective light? It's how you choose to respond and who you choose to be in that moment. And those are the things to become aware of. It's what I call the rooftop perspective. It's really getting on the rooftop, and I'm from Chicago, so getting on the high rise. And when you're standing on the top of this John Hancock building and you're looking down at all the streetscapes and all the different options you have to get from point A to point B, I mean, there's a lot of different routes you can take. And it's looking at which route I want to take and who I am in the process, and what, and really saying, gosh, I could have made a better choice there. Yep, I learned from that. And looking at your life from that rooftop position, that's really what the observer is. It's a higher intelligence, and it takes practice to tap into that. But again, you know, there's some exercises that can help you really look at yourself differently.
Yeah, that's so good. So when we're creating a new story, when we are reinventing ourselves, how do we do that? Is it with the words that we're saying, with our thoughts? How would somebody create a new story?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know exactly what this phase is about. It is absolutely monitoring those thoughts. And especially that self-talk, that sabotaging thinking pattern that may have kept us in this space, and monitoring those. Of course, you know, our thoughts are electric, our emotions are magnetic. And when you really feel, and I got that from Jim Self, who's been one of my spiritual teachers. And I really believe that. And that's having the awareness around creating your new story and knowing if I'm energetically charged with anger, that's putting something into motion that I will be attracting that may not be favorable. And so just having the awareness around those magnetic feelings that or emotional responses to situations and keeping your cool.
And so everybody, even at this very moment, we're all creating some kind of story.
I believe that.
And so it's kind of like in this stage, you have a blank canvas and you can just paint and create and define and redefine who you are and who you want to be.
Absolutely.
And that can it doesn't have to be scary. That could be exciting.
Oh, it's very, very exciting and very powerful. And that, that curiosity of, you know, who will I become now? And what does this look like? And let me try this on for size. Oh, I like the way that felt when I helped that person or whatever, you know, I'm just, whatever you're putting into motion, when you acknowledge that feeling and say, yes, more of that, please.
Wow. So curiosity instead of fear.
Yes.
I love that word. That's a powerful principle. And what's stage number five?
Stage five is resurrect. Mm-hmm. And I felt during my transformation period where I was going through all of these, emotions and releasing and connecting and awareness, that I finally realized I was rising above it all. Mm-hmm. When I was able to look back on it, I wasn't in it anymore. Mm-hmm. When I was able to talk about it to others, as if it were in the past, and that proved to me, showed me that I've really resurrected. I've risen above this situation. I have gotten through it. I have truly transformed as a result of this. And so managing your energy in this process and keeping it's like a pat on the back. It's like pat yourself on the back. You've gotten through it and you're proud of who you are as a result of it, because you've been reinventing yourself. The resurrect stage, it's really not about practicing anymore and pretending, or, you know, try this out. You've decided and declared this is who you are, and you're living it. And you're committed to being this person because you know you're happier, you're more fulfilled, and there's a purpose. And people are admiring who you've become. You didn't fall apart because of the divorce. You became a better person because of it. And that's the resurrect stage.
Wow. You're a great storyteller. I'm mesmerized. Oh. Okay, I'm interviewing. Oh. Come back, Constance. Okay, and stage six. You know, that is so powerful. And before we get to six, I just want to say to listeners, you know, what she's sharing, no matter, you know, what you might be experiencing, I just think that it's God showing you that you're going to come through this. Mm-hmm. You can make a decision to come out of this. On a higher level, on a bolder level, on a more spiritual level. And I'm just so encouraged today, Angel, by what you're sharing.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And it's, you know, I really had to dumb it down for myself. Yeah. in order for me to get through it. And that, I think, is, you know, and that's the whole purpose of this book, is if it worked for me,
it's really a good book.
I hope it could work for someone else too, because we could all use it in this crazy, stressful world that we're in right now.
Yeah. And what's number six?
Okay, number six. Once you have resurrected to the highest vision of yourself and you are loving yourself once again, six is to respond. You have a responsibility. You've come this far. You've gained wisdom and knowledge, and you've learned life lessons through it all, and know who you are. You know who you're not. You have learned so much. And when you become that certain role model at the end of this major turmoil, whatever it may be, or the slightest change, if that's what's occurring, you've become better as a result. It's time to give back. Pay it forward. Really pay it forward. Be aware. The awareness continues, but it's no longer self-awareness. It's awareness of others. It's awareness of others who may be needing you. They may pretend to be fine on the outside, but you've been there. You know really what that look in their eye is saying. And offer yourself the sharing of what you've learned and what you've gained through this process. That's really the visual. You know, you've climbed the spiral staircase all the way to the top, and now you're running, and then you look down the spiral and you see a hand on the railing. And so it's really your responsibility at this point to walk back down the spiral and grab that hand and walk them up the staircase. And it's really where I am right now, as I'm starting this journey of sharing the message. This is really the beginning of this part of the phase for me, because I've had change since I wrote the book, you know, and there's a time gap between the time you write the book and when the publisher actually gets it out to market. So I've been through a lot even since I wrote this, but it's exciting. It's, this is the most rewarding part, and that is building that bridge for people and being that bridge.
Well, you know, I know your life isn't perfect, and you said you've just gone through some things, you know, from the writing to the publishing of the book. But are you surprised at your life, where you are, your thinking, what you're doing, from all of the things that you had to go through, the transformational processes that you shared today? Looking back, I mean, are you like, wow? Look at the new me.
It really does bring tears to my eyes, because it's been a long, hard journey. It really has. And this is the greatest compliment, the greatest honor, the privilege to have come through everything that I've been through and be able to still give back. And I didn't go off the deep end, and I didn't lose my mind, although at times it felt like I did. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, I felt
I've
like
been
I,
there.
I have no memory. What happened to my memory? What happened? You know, and you'll notice these physical ailments, your body changes through it as well. And it's all becoming aware of, wow, why is this happening? What's happening here? But I don't know if surprised is the word. I'm very humbled. This journey is, there's another phase of transformation occurring right now. And so I think I'm just going to stay in curiosity and see what happens next.
Well, you know, and I just want to say to listeners, you know, when you're going through difficult times, I've been through them, and, you know, and some of them I complained and was like kind of growled through them. Take it from me, that never works. But when you can believe, you know, the Bible says that all things are working out for your highest good. And I'm paraphrasing that. And that you're never alone, and that you're one with Spirit. And you know, if you are mad and just angry, I'm going to ask you to, and just in unforgiveness about the way things have turned out for you. I think, you know, the stage of releasing all of that would be great for you. And Angel, that's why I love the word curiosity. You know, I wonder how Spirit is going to bring me out of this.
Mm-hmm. I wonder exactly.
How this, because I sure don't know.
Right. That's exactly right. Yep. It's like it's so in good. Your hands. Here you go. Take it. Let me see how it shows up.
Wow, that's so powerful.
Yeah.
So share with listeners how they can contact you, your book, how your services, et cetera, your website information, and anything else you want to.
Oh, absolutely. The book is newly released. It's like a week away from hitting the shelves. So
okay.
You're like the first one to be getting the word out, which is really exciting. The website for the book is dedicated to destiny.com. And you can find information about the book. You could also drop me a line. And I also love speaking on this. The more lives I can impact with this message, you know, the more purposeful my transformation becomes. So I'm available for speaking to any group anywhere. And you can learn a little bit more about who I am there as well.
Did you give us your website?
DedicatedToDestiny.com.
Okay. Wow. You are a great speaker.
Well, thank you. It takes one to know one.
It does. I'm like, okay. Well, she's a great storyteller. And I love the way you just break it down. And for listeners, you know, I'm a big how-to girl. And I love the self-discovery at the end of every chapter. She's just not giving you information, but she's asking you all these probing questions regarding mm-hmm. each stage that really God can reveal to you and help you with and open you up more. And I could tell you put in a lot of work in that book, and it shows.
Mm. Well, thank you. Thank you. Yes, I'm a how-to girl also. And I believe in the law of attraction. I know it works. I just needed the process, the human experience process.
Absolutely.
That's what helped me.
Yeah.
And the framework.
I'm the same way. Structure, you know, principles, how does it work, etc. Well, thank you, Angel, so much for coming on, and really honored to be the first person to interview you about your new book. And my prayer for you is that you will touch millions. I know millions will be listening to this over time, and I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you, Constance. Thank you so much. Well, keep up the good work.
Well, thank you. Well, everybody, as I say every week, you may not know it or feel it, but you have a loving, supporting spirit surrounding you. And this upcoming week, I just want you to think and say that something good is going to happen to me and through me this week. So make it a great week, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.